Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. It's a 7 o'clock hour. We're an hour and a half away from here. Head coach, try to explain one of the most bizarre philosophies of play calling I've ever seen in my life, the loss of Zach Ertz and all the other stuff that's going on with the Eagles right now. And I thought it would be good, Al, even as a primer for myself, before
right.
I interview Nick Sirianni, to talk to the person at WIP who I have the highest regard for.
Who's that?
And that is because he brings both a negative perspective on most issues and is one of the top professionals in the sports talk business. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to have on our show Mr. John Johnson. Hi, John!
Good morning, Ange.
John, I need some input for you. You know, I'm talking to Sirianni at 8:30 today, and I'm very unhappy with his play calling. Are you okay with it? Are you feeling pretty good about the decisions he's making on the play calls?
The only way I'm comfortable with Nick Sirianni is if I'm a defensive coordinator going up against him. I've never seen anything like it in the history of watching head coaches.
Me either, John. So I want to play for you the thing that really is upsetting me. Because after he didn't run the ball at all Thursday night, I realize he was facing a good run defense, but that doesn't mean you never run it, right? What he finally did near the end, it worked out pretty well. And then he comes out on Friday and he says this about his play call. Listen to this.
Yeah, no, we're going to continue to do the things we've been doing as far as play calling and game planning. We feel like we have a good process there of how we go through it. I am fortunate that on this staff I have guys that have experience calling games, which is helping me throughout games. So we're going to continue to stick with that. We got a lot of confidence in that, and we got to execute and do better. But confident in our process there.
They're confident in their process, John. What do you take out of that comment?
You know, we've all had our doubts since the hiring of Nick Sirianni, and the last 3 weeks have almost cemented it for me. And then hearing his comments Friday morning certainly confirmed it. Nick Sirianni is not a head coach in the NFL. It's as simple as that. To make that statement, you know, a day after what we watched, having one total rushing play the entire first half, and then go to the run when you're down 28-7, and then revert back to the whole, if we get down to 75%, that would be a good thing. He's not an NFL head coach. He's being completely influenced by those above him, and you're watching it each and every week. It's tremendously frustrating.
All right, let me try to break this down. John, do you know anyone, I mean anyone, who is impressed right now with the play calling of Nick Sirianni?
Well, I think that Jeffrey Lurie's quite taken by it. I mean, this is the rumors and the reports we've heard for 18 months now that this is the type of offense that Jeffrey Lurie would like to run. So that's my impression of it. That's what I believe. That's the only person I believe is impressed by it, because no one, even the national commentators who are supposed to be objective, are commenting about it. So it tells you how bad it's gotten.
So, John, he's there. He's in the luxury box. Rhea can see him. Jeff Lurie's sitting in there. His son's there. His wife is there. Howie's rattling around there somewhere. When they hear the crowd cheering a running play late in the third quarter, do they look at one another and say, well, we're on an island here. Everybody else thinks we're wrong?
You know, you would think that. I had always something happened a week ago today. It was on Monday that told me everything I needed to know that certainly went, for the most part, unnoticed. And when we had our players' lounge on WIP, and Miles Sanders coming off that Carolina game where he was going out of bounds when they were trying to run out the clock, when he was asked about it on the show on WIP, the very first person he mentioned was the owner coming up to him and kind of making a joke out of
That's right.
And saying, you know, a backhanded comment, oh, by the way, stay in bounds next time. The fact that the owner of the team is going up to a player on game day, remarking about his performance, tells you the level of involvement by the owner, which describes to you exactly what's going on in this organization. Get the hell back in the box. Stay away from the players during the season.
I wanted to run something, Johnson, that was exceptional. I want to run something else by you. Howie Roseman, after he announced that he had traded Zach Ertz for a bucket of nothing, right, comes out, and he makes it clear in no way is he cashing his chips on this season. Here's how.
I don't view us as being sellers. I view us as still having an opportunity in the next 11 games to show what kind of team we are. And I think this was more about the opportunity to really put the pieces of the puzzle together for this team at that position and kind of moving forward. It's not to give up on the season by any way, shape, or form. You know, I'm certainly not thinking about anything going south.
John, are you buying what the general manager said?
Well, I mean, because they've played six games, you're going to hear a lot of GM talk. They're not going to wave the white flag on a season that's only six games in, despite what we all see with our own two eyes. I found it even more insulting on a Friday afternoon, no less, where they give Zach Ertz that opportunity to say goodbye. And then they go to Howie Roseman, and he spends half of his time not reflecting on Zach Ertz, but talking about a tight end who has never played a snap in the NFL. It shows you how blind he is to the reality.
Johnson referring to the immortal Tyree Jackson. All right, Johnson, let me try you on what's going on with the Sixers right now, because this is pretty amazing stuff, too. So Ben Simmons was a full participant in practice yesterday, but he was not a participant in the post-game news conferences. Maybe today or tomorrow. When is Ben going to break his silence, and what do you think he's going to say?
Well, like you said, according to the Sixers public relations, who notified all of us, it would be either today or tomorrow. I am stunned that he will be speaking right now, because they could just keep him, you know, behind closed doors until they say his conditioning is right. When he does speak, whichever day it is, I am expecting the same old Ben Simmons. Now, he could save face and say, listen, I was in a different state of mind. I made a mistake. I'm here. We'll see what the future holds, which would be the logical thing to attempt to save face with the organization, the fan base. But instead, because it's Ben Simmons and he has not changed a lick, I'm expecting 2-3-word answers, very sarcastic, very condescending, and we will despise him even more.
Wow, that is, Johnson, that is a recipe for disaster. He's got to be have PR people around him telling him, Ben, olive branch, do something here to bridge the gap between you and the fan base. They hate you right now. You're saying no. He will maintain his form.
For the last 5 years, I've witnessed and I've spoken to many members of the PR staff. They are hardworking individuals who have spoken to him about better ways to, bridge that gap, to realize that the media covering you are the vessel for the fans. And he just, just shies away from it and says, whatever, I'll do what I'm going to do. But that's the way Ben Simmons has always been, and he will leave here a villain.
All right, will he play the opener? That's Wednesday, right? Will he play the opening game?
I would say there's a 90% chance he does not play in the opener. Doc Rivers made it, he painted the picture yesterday basically saying that he's in good shape, but we don't know if he's in game shape yet. I'll be curious to see how long they milk that out before he inevitably has to step foot on the court. I never thought he would play in a game for the Sixers again, but it seems very clear now that Daryl Morey is playing the long game and hoping for a December-January trade where he can get a little bit more for Ben. And what's going to be, if he does in fact step on the court, here's going to be the most frustrating part. They're going to put him right back at the starting point guard position. They're not going to say, all right, well, we're going to trade you, so we got to start Tyrese Maxey, and we'll put you in here and there. They're going to pretend like nothing is wrong, and he's going to step on the court and play, 35 to 40 minutes like he did every other season. And it's going to be infuriating, because you need to have someone like Tyrese Maxey ready to go for when that trade happens.
You're so right. You're right. Finally, there's one last thing. So I was listening to Doc try to get his take on Ben because he was the only one talking about Ben yesterday. And he said something welcoming Ben and then said something that blew my mind. Here is Doc Rivers yesterday.
We just introduced, like we always do when a new guy comes back or the old guy comes back. You know, we jokingly did it with Ben. We did it with Tobias as well because he's been on vacation and Matisse as well. So, but as I've told you before, with players, they pretty much welcome guys back. That's how it is.
Excuse me. Let me play that one more time, John.
Tobias as well, because he's been on vacation.
Tobias Harris has been on vacation.
What vacation?
This is the season starts in 2 days. He's on vacation.
They had four months. Let him clarify. Now let me clarify. Now I'm also going to defend Doc and take a shot at him at the same time because. What he was attempting to do is soften the blow of Ben Simmons showing up when nobody wanted him there by saying, we do the same thing with the other guys as well. It's no big deal, even though it's a huge deal. Having said that, the two players that he mentioned, Tobias Harris and Matisse Thybulle, were both on vacation until training camp started. They didn't show up late. They showed up on time. And they might be the two players on that roster I would never, ever criticize because the two of them are pros through and through. They're not as – it's not the way that Doc described it.
Okay. So it was this was prior to training camp.
Yeah.
He did it with like a weekend in the Bahamas, something like that. That did not happen.
He's trying to soften the blow of Ben Simmons showing up, you know, just now and trying to, you know, make light of it, which is, I don't know why he continues to do that.
He should not be doing stand-up comedy. He does not have the proper cadence. You know what I'm saying there, Johnson? Johnson, we will be monitoring this throughout. You think it'll be today that Ben finally speaks?
I mean, get your popcorn. It'll be, you know, whenever he does speak, it will be the quickest availability ever. I'm still blown away that he's going to speak. So yeah. I cannot say whether it'll be either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure.
And your prediction is it'll be a smug Ben Simmons. Is that correct?
That's right. It'll be the normal Ben Simmons we all know and love.
Nothing like him, Johnson. Johnson, you're a hero to us. I hope you know that.
See you guys.
See you later. That was a lot of negative.
Wow.
He's a real negative guy.
He took down some people there pretty good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.